John Ball Zoo gets wild during spring break. Break next week, of course, open for your perusal. Look forward to my visit. Melinda Robinette, along with Critters Education Program Manager. Good morning to you, Melinda.
Good morning.
And Chris Bylan, your sidekick. Hi, Chris. Yeah, thanks for setting this up, as always. John Ball Zoo is open. How big of a deal is this, Melinda?
Well, it's always a big deal, and it's lots of fun to come to the zoo, especially on spring break, especially if you're not going anywhere. The zoo is a great place to come. We always have new stuff going on. There's lots to see and do. You know, hopefully the weather holds out and stays nice. The animals do enjoy even the cooler weather, too. So if it's a little chillier, it's still a great time to come out and see the animals moving around, which you don't see so much of in the hot summer where they want to kind of sit and relax. But we have things going on like enrichments and feedings and training programs that you'd be able to see while out in the zoo as well.
We'll go through the specifics, and of course you can follow along at jbzoo.org, Facebook JBZOO, or check out the morning show page. We're going to post a picture of your critters. So we're kind of somewhat in a window of time where we're in now the throes of spring. Could this be one of the better times to hang out?
It's definitely a good time to come to the zoo. Like I said, the animals sometimes are a lot more active. Yes. And, the zoo's not quite as busy sometimes, too. And it's a great time to get up close to the animals and see them, moving around as well.
That's great. Well, Melinda, let's ask and have you introduce us to your friends.
Well, I have a hedgehog here who's very active. I'm trying to move him around your office here. He is very prickly. A lot of kids, know these guys. They are not a cuddly little animal because they want to be protected. And so they have the more spikes and hard hairs on the back, which I know scared you a little bit earlier because he kind of jumped.
I sneezed, but it was more of a get off my back there.
Yeah, just a little warning thing like, oh, nope, I'm still here and I can, I can use my spines on my back. But he uses them and he does curl right up into a ball as well to protect himself from any predators that might come around. Because, as kids know, they don't want to bite onto anything spiky. Nor do animals out in the wild, so it's a great protection for him.
Let's first of all, is he available to see at the zoo?
He is not on exhibit.
Okay.
But he is one of our ambassador animals, so he does travel a lot. And he could potentially be out in the zoo. We do have animals, which we call kind of strolling animals, or abilities to see the animals in the zoo up close. And we have volunteers and staff members that might be out during spring break as well, getting you up close to some of these animals.
Now, age you estimate?
This one, we've had for, I think, about 3 years now. So, but he's full grown. He's about the size of a softball.
We know it's a he.
Yep.
Do you use these for breeding at all?
Not these. No, we do have some animals that we do. But these guys, there's quite a few of them in the pet trade and that. So they are not ones that we breed, although we do have our species survival plans that, of other animals, large animals in the zoo that we do breed.
Now, and you might have mentioned this, do we find hedgehogs hanging out in Michigan?
No, we do not. These guys, hedgehogs can be found in Asia or in Africa. This one specifically is an African hedgehog. But they do like the warmer climates and, warmer usually year-round. So you would not find these guys out in the wild around here.
So if you see a hedgehog run across your lawn, call the zoo. 336-4300. Let's also ask then about this little guy that wants to get out of his aquarium.
There is the horned frog here as well. He's moving around a little bit. He's, trying to see. We do have him enclosed. We don't have him, wandering around because he does like a very moist environment. And inside that, inside his carrier there, you can see we have a lot of the water and the moistness in there.
Now, is this a he or do we know
about? I'm not entirely sure if this is a boy or a girl.
Horned frog. My first blunt question is, how do we know it's a frog versus a toad?
Frogs and toads are very hard to, really tell apart. They are all, kind of considered the frogs. Most frogs we consider in the water and toads we consider on land, although these guys do spend a lot more time on land. The main time that they're going to be in the water is, when they're laying their eggs, so that when they hatch, they're the tadpoles. And that's where they're going to raise their babies, or that's where the babies are gonna grow up, is in the water.
Wow. How long will this live?
The horned frog is going to be roughly, you know, could be about 10 years, you know. But this guy, you know, they also call them the Pac-Man frog because they have such a big mouth. I mean, these guys, you know, basically the size of a baseball, maybe when they, if you look at them. And they can, they usually like to kind of jump at things when they go to eat them, like other frogs and that. And they can fit things in their mouth that is anywhere from, you know, about half the size of their body. So they can eat some pretty good sized things. So.
Keep talking.
But they also, I mean, if you think about frogs in this area, the springtime is a great time to, you know, get out and see some of these animals out in your backyard, near the ponds, anywhere around too. So,
if I want to get back to more specifics on your spring break, get wild. But if one finds an injured animal, what's my action item here?
If you find an injured animal, there are wildlife rehabilitators in the area that would have the knowledge and the time, because it does take a long time to rehabilitate some of these wild animals. So they're the ones that have the knowledge in that to be able to help those animals.
Hedgehog kind of looks like a little ferret with with the spikes. How's that?
His face, I mean, he's got the longer snout, for sure. He's got a great sense of smell. He is a nocturnal animal.
I thought he'd be moseying around that night. Yeah,
he prefers the night, so those big ears and that big nose really help him to get around.
Possum family?
No.
No? Okay.
No, not, he's not a marsupial. Okay. So.
Go back to my little zoology 101.
Right.
The John Ball Zoo Gets Wild. For sure, it's open now during spring break. Yes, attend, including penguin feeding. What's going to happen here?
Well, the penguin feedings, you know, you would be able to watch every, you know, every day. They get fed twice a day, 10:30 and 3:30. You know, those are great times. You can see the penguins a lot more active. At this time in year of the year, we sometimes we'll allow people out on the deck to help to feed them as well. There's a special experience, some of our behind-the-scenes tours. This time of year, though, we can't let anybody on the deck because some of the penguins have eggs. And so this is not a time. But later on in the summer, after those eggs have hatched and the babies are, you know, of the right age to allow people to back on the deck, we do have those available. Along with a lot of other behind-the-scenes tours, though, that are available in this for a great spring break adventure.
Now, I love the hedgehog and the horned frog, excuse me. But you offer chimp feeding. When will you bring a chimp into studio?
Unfortunately, the closest you're going to get to the primates is us. But they, you know, we do offer the, you can see them getting fed. They have about noontime, you know, noon or one, that they get their enrichment and feeding. So you can see them a lot more active at that time, too.
Great. They're on Monday, and I'm sure all this is on the website, jbzoo.org. But Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only, we're talking next week, spider monkey enrichment.
Yep, the spider monkeys love getting some, you know, toys or enrichment. You know, it can be something to keep them active. And it can, with them, we're not entirely sure if they'll be inside or outside, depending on the weather. But we do have the exhibits for both so that they would be able to be seen either way. And they, you know, they could be anywhere from boxes with food in it. It can be some of their more, you know, favorite kind of foods hidden around the exhibits, and they have to go hunt and search for them. So those types of enrichments are going on as well.
Meet the Tiger Keeper. That would also happen Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 at the Upper Habitat. So Meet the Tiger Keeper. I imagine he or she will show us the tiger.
Well, they will definitely talk about how much it takes to take care of the tiger. You know, they have a pretty close relationship with them. They know the tigers really well, and they can answer any questions you would have about the tigers.
You know, when you brought out, what was the name of our hedgehog? We're going to name it today. We'll name it Melinda.
Okay, we can name
Melinda
it
Melinda, too. It's a boy, though. Mel. So when you first showed me Mel, he was curled up in a ball, and now you can barely, I mean, he's under control, but he's active. Is that typical?
It is typical. I mean, at first when I took him out, he was a little more nervous. And so obviously being scared, they have that tendency to curl up into a ball and not want to have anybody touch them. Yeah. Now he is definitely more active. I'm not sure if he's smelling something on your desk. Do you have any bugs around here?
I have three Jack Russells at home. Might be, you know, on me.
He's not normally that kind of, you know, he usually goes for the bugs and worms, but he's smelling different things around.
I hope there aren't bugs or worms in here, but you know what? I'm a farm girl, so.
You never know.
Let's talk about the black-footed cat enrichment on Tuesday and Thursday at 2:30.
Yeah, and that's the same. You know, enrichment is just to keep them active. So who knows, you know, the keepers are going to design some really fun enrichment for them as well. And the same with all the other animals. It's a time to really get a chance to see these animals, you know, hopefully moving around. There is a chance that they put the enrichment in there and they want nothing to do with it. But that's it's designed to help the animals, you know, with something different that's in their habitats.
Thursday only, snake feeding, 10:30 in the morning.
Well, the snakes only get fed, you know, like once a week. So
don't tell me what they eat. Hedgehogs.
No hedgehogs. They are going to eat mice or rats, depending on the size of the snake. And so that is the time that they would be fed. And it's a great chance. Again, so most of the time when you go in, the snakes are just kind of hanging out, you know, moving much. But that's the time to really see the cool way that they open their jaw really wide and be able to swallow those mice or rats whole.
Well, I know there's discount admission for this Zoo Gets Wild week. What is Zubilee?
Zubilee is just the Monday through Friday of spring break. So we have those extra fun things that we've talked about going on, you know, getting to see the enrichment and the feedings and the special events that are happening in the summertime, or that normally would happen in the summertime and during spring break. So it's a great chance for families to come out, you know, in the springtime weather, getting out, you know, if they're not going anywhere for spring break, it's a great place to say, hey, I went to Africa, or I went to, you know,
yeah.
I went to Asia to see the tigers on my spring break. Yeah. They get to, you know, come to
that's
the
not,
zoo and they can go all around the world.
Yeah, that's accessible for all, obviously the zoo is, and groups are invited as applicable, yes.
Definitely. You know, in the accessibility, we're actually changing things up this year and adding a waterfall trail. So where the stairs were that came down from the tiger habitat is now going to be a nice long ADA accessible path, so that that won't be open for spring break, but it will be open hopefully early May. So it's another way to get around the zoo a lot easier. So those stroller, you know, the stroller moms that, you know, pushing the strollers and chasing the kids, there's, you know, you don't have to turn back around at the top of the tiger exhibit. There'd be an easier way to come back down.
Great. Well, just one more attention to our horned frog. What does he eat? Bugs?
He may eat some bugs, but really they're kind of small for him. He would prefer the mice or other frogs. Again, he can eat things and he stuffs them into his mouth. So usually about half his body size, although they have been known to try to eat things bigger than that. And they do have a row of teeth on the top, so then when they bite onto something, they're going to actually hold on. And that's not typical of every frog, but these guys definitely have that.
Keep him in his tent there. Nothing personal. All right, full circle. Other items of importance, Melinda?
Just have a great spring break. Come to the zoo and enjoy all the fun animals and getting around the world.
Great. Formally, if you didn't know, you probably do. April 4th through 8th is the formal spring break we talk about, with the zoo having a fun-filled spring break as we get the news out. Melinda Robinette, along with Mel and Frog, thank you very much. JBZoo.org.
Thank you for having us.
I'd love to hold the furry thing, but it's just too prickly.
He is prickly.
We'll take a rain check. Goodbye, lady.